Christmas, it's not just a period in history. Christmas, for you and me, for the whole world. Listen, folks, Jesus came for non-believers. Jesus came for the broken. And that first Christmas morning, some 2,000 years ago, you and I were introduced to God's gift that he had promised. That first Christmas morning was the point in eternal history, listen to me, in eternal history, can never be repeated. You know why? Jesus does it right the first time.
Amen.
It can never be repeated. And it could only happen when God declared, now it is time. You will see throughout the scriptures, said God lets us know that when the time has come, his time, you be thankful for that. The timetable for our life is direct from God himself, our creator. So that 2,000 years ago, God lights up the stars. God lights up all the heavenly beings. It's called a host of heaven, many scholars say. That's the ultimate army of Almighty God, is the host. Do we not understand, folks, how much God loves us? Because when he had all the fireworks going off, nobody is going to put on a show like God.
Amen.
When God causes fireworks, it's throughout the universe and beyond. Charles Krauthammer, a brilliant individual. I was listening to a comment he made the other night. And I always smile when Charles starts talking because everybody shuts up. That's how brilliant, that's what a brilliant mind a man has. And he is a psychiatrist, but he doesn't practice anymore. That's all of us who majored in psychology. It didn't work. But here's what he said. He said, I truly believe that throughout existence, there are multiple planets that have been inhabited. And the difference is, whether they are today or not, that they would have been destroyed by God's created beings, human or otherwise. And I've thought of that, and of course you all know that I believe there is more out there. I mean, extraterrestrials, the angels that come, that's what they are. I believe in them. You and I have experienced God using them to protect us. But God said, I've created it all, and I'm sending my son at the proper time, and my son is going to save it all. For out of all the creation that I have created, the most important part of that creation is you and me, the human being. Said, I've created you in my image. I want you to have the free will. I want you to choose. And the angels, we know from Scripture, wish that they could have that opportunity. For they are created beings for the purpose of watching after us and the heavenly host that protects us. When you think about it that way, does that not let us know how important we are? Do we not understand that God put his seal of love on the human race, even though the human race betrayed him? God would never betray his love for us. Said, I love you. Lord, after what I've done, I love you. And that first Christmas morning, the shout throughout history itself, sadly, not throughout the religious people, or the leaders of the synagogues, what you'd call the preachers. None of them showed up, for that would pull away the power they would have upon the people. It is Christ who has the power. It is God who's created you, not people. He says, Merry Christmas, your gift has arrived. And you get excited. When an individual that is doesn't know Jesus is under conviction by the Holy Spirit, and then you remember when you were in a non-believer, and you get so excited because you say, oh, I got it, I know. I am now a Christian. Do you realize the badge of honor that God has offered to us? Whosoever believes in him will never perish but have everlasting life, not everlasting dying, everlasting living in your retirement home, and it ain't here. God says, I give to you my heart. Parents, do you know what that means? You know the feeling, don't you? That child is our heart. That child we think about continually. And that child, if you are 102, the child still remains the child. And you still worry about the child. Doesn't matter. Because you and I were given something, and we accepted that something gift. And once we accepted that gift, God says, don't worry about it. I got you. Now you go tell the world about me. Don't fear the world. They can do nothing. Stand strong. Stand firm. But in my word, not yours. In my love, not yours. And God says to us, your gift has arrived. Luke 2, verse 11. It's a just for you gift. Just for you, individual. Think of it. Luke 2, verse 11. For today, in the city of David, there has been born, do you see it? For you, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. The declaration. Merry Christmas. For unto you. For you, all about you, a child is born, and that child happens to be my child. The peace that he offers happens to be the peace that I give him, the offering of love I give to you. And then it's like a pause. My gift I give to you. Do you accept it? Do you turn away gifts when they're offered? Do you get excited about unwrapping that gift? God says, look, I'm bringing you the ultimate of gifts, eternal life, eternal love, and it's just for you. No two individuals are ever just alike. I don't care if they're called identical twins. No two are ever just alike. You know, when I think about that, my mind just can't wrap around it. But then I get to thinking about the snowflakes and the scientists saying, you know, this is really a phenomenon because no two flakes are just alike. Well, welcome to God's world. When God created you, he created you for a purpose. He created you to love you. He created you so that you could love him back. And he says, your gift has arrived just for you. A Savior. Your Savior. And he lets us know that it's one of a kind gift. Not only just for you, but this gift I give you is one of a kind. Not only is it the first run, it's the only run. There's not going to be a second one. You only need one. When I send my child to you out of the love that I have for you, I want you to pay attention to the hate in your heart, because I'm sending my one and only begotten Son to you through pure love. Yet many will hate him. And we learn the history of that 33-year period or plus about who Jesus is. And everything the prophets of old said would happen to him happened. What really ever became of that gift at first Christmas? When you're a Christian, you're carrying around a 2,000-year-old special gift from God in you. I love you just like you are, God says. Any remaking of your life, I will do it. You will find going through this world that everybody will always be willing to tell you what they think you ought to do. God tells you what will be best for you. And I would suggest listening to God, for he knows you better than anyone. A one-of-a-kind gift that only God could give and pay for. You talk about an expensive gift. Wonder you think of this now. Mom, Dad, think of this. Would you give your precious child to save the lives of those who would spit on him, nail him to a cross, beat him, humiliate him, mock him in all ways? Would you come up to someone and say, a perfect stranger, look, I know you're an animal. I'm giving you my son because I want to show you my love. You're not going to do it. Matter of fact, you're going to be careful on how many relatives even get to hold him. You're not going to do it. You're going to be so protective. Some people say you're overprotective of a child. Impossible. I can never overprotect children. The children you have are your pastor's children also. The Christians sitting around you, it's their children also. It's the way God has created us. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the mini Bible there. If you don't have any Bible more than John 3:16, you got it. It's all you need to know to enter heaven. And in the upcoming year, starting next Sunday, you and I will be standing as we will read John 3:16. People say, well, you know it by heart. I know a lot of scripture by heart. So do you. But we're going to read it, because we're going to be looking at God's words as our mind grasps his words. I'm going to do it in the old English that I love. 23rd Psalms and John 3:16 are best in the old English. The touch that God says, I've sent him, one of a kind. And for those who believe, yes, but the other son was Satan and all, that's garbage. One and only, God says, son. One and only. And he said, I've sent him for you. Because you can't come and be with me, Larry, in that sinful nature and the way you are. And you're not going to know the difference, Larry, unless I implant that difference within your spirit. It is not your mind, your brain, folks, that God is speaking to. It is that you that is real on the inside. Your spirit. You are spiritual. And God says, I will withdraw from you at the time that body collapses. It will go back to the dust, but not you. You. Who you are, said, I will bring your spirit back to me. What a homecoming. What a supper time. The time that God says, you opened my gift and you accepted him. It's a glorified peace gift also. A glorified peace gift, meaning having the glory of God. You got it? It's a gift that I'm giving you surpasses all understanding. I'm getting ready to give you, through my Son, when you say yes to him, a gift of peace that you cannot find anywhere. Doesn't matter how brilliant you are with that perfect brain of yours or anything else. It has to do with who you know. Is that not a lot about life? Do you not say it yourself? I guess it's all in who you know. But there's more to that than you can think. I'm going to heaven over who I know, not over what I've done. It's who I know. I know Jesus. And can you imagine, as all the heavenly hosts look on to the human race and would notice that a Christian with the ultimate peace would ultimately deny knowing Jesus? Oh, don't you worry, Brother Larry. I know I shouldn't have been where I was, but you don't have a thing to worry about. Nobody there could have figured out I was a Christian. Think of it. Are we proud of that gift? Because you're not going to make it on your own, folks. You're not going to think it through and get through because our minds are tainted because of our human condition. Listen to this glorified peace gift. That morning that Jesus brought to the human race. Luke 2 verses 13 through and 14. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, this is the actual translation of that verse. And on earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased. Peace among men with whom he is pleased. Mankind, the human race. And God said, my Son, when you say yes to him, makes you pleasing to me. Your family. Family of God. Family, a family that is held together by the ultimate of love, Jesus Christ. What a ribbon! Held together by the power of God. There is no hell on earth or in the universe or any evil being that can ever pull me out of the hands of God. Nor anyone else who said yes to Jesus. Merry Christmas, he says. And people say, well, did he have a ho, ho, ho? I'll tell you what, that ho, ho, ho will be a shouting one if it's there. For you will shout. And as you shout, you will know there's victory in Jesus. There's power in his holiness. There's everlasting love in his caress. There is something about that name that supersedes any human emotion or feeling. How do we know that? Somebody asked you to explain God's love for you. Can you explain it? If somebody asked you to explain, well, what do you mean by being saved, that you're saved? Can you explain it? You cannot explain the heavenly matters to an earthly mind. You see, that's why it's not preachers getting people saved. It's not other Christians getting people saved. People are saved when they come under conviction by the Holy Spirit and God says to you and me as his children, hey, I have another family member getting ready to accept my Son. Larry, you want to be there? Show up, and I'll let you see what salvation is all about. That's our position. Our position is to be there and to accept when we witness the power of God's Holy Spirit. That power is a power the world doesn't understand. And let me tell you, Christian, you don't either. And I feel so good about that. You know why? If I could really understand God, understand salvation, understand why He even loves me to begin with, He wouldn't be God. See, God is God. God says that you don't need to understand me. You just need to accept my gift I've given to you. There'll never be a point to where your eye throughout eternity where we will reach the level of knowing what God knows. Folks, every Christian would be with me on this statement. I don't have to be on the top floor. I'm tickled to death to go through the gate. For anywhere with God, there is peace. There is understanding. There is a feeling, the most feel-good feeling that you've ever had, multiplied by a multiplicity. You can't understand it, but you can feel it, because it's a Him, it's a He, it's a person who said, Merry Christmas, I love you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we lift our voice to You in praise, thanking You, Father, for the love of sending Your Son, touching our life, loving us so much. Thank You, Father, for being the one who set everything in motion and in order. I ask now, Father, that You will allow us in a human way to glorify Your name as best we know how. But we beg, Father, that it will continue to be Your Spirit that will direct us and guide us. And we ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.